Okay.
Because it's
Beautiful.
visual as well
So
as audio.
we've got exactly video as well as audio. So we want to make sure everybody is technically on this first week, and then we will be hitting the ground running from here on in. So Anna, congrats on the conference line. Have you gone to register for the webinar?
Just doing it right now.
Beautiful. Do you have the right link?
But it says webinar date, May 27.
It should say that, it's past the moment.
I see.
So it's not giving her the 20th anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Now that's an interesting...
Yeah.
I actually just squeezed in on the wire.
Continue on.
Yes.
Continue on. I'm going to use my mind.
Exactly, and see how we can get her the slide deck or something.
So that we can get everyone
yes.
engaged. And we
you want
can
me to do a pre-assessment?
Say that again, Anna.
You want me to do a pre-assessment?
Not this moment. You're awesome. I know Wendy has already sent hers in, but I will take a moment. Let me take a few moments to just address some of that. Normally, we'd be hitting right into the content, and this is the warm-up time. So, yes, we will do our best to get you visuals as well for this call, Anna, but normally people have to register in advance of a webinar.
I got the solution. I'm going to take our slide deck, put it into PDF, in PDF form, and then you'll just follow in the PDF. So I'm going to send that to you via email.
Hi, it's Larry.
Hey,
hi,
Larry.
Larry, bienvenue. Larry, did you register in advance for the webinar?
What's that?
Did you register in advance for the webinar?
I think I did, yes.
Great. So your link should get you in the room then. Colin
okay,
is performing one of the many hoops that we are jumping through to make sure that you guys have an extraordinary experience.
Like open heart electro
surgery.
Okay.
Or maybe like a trapeze artist.
Like a trapeze artist, Bella, absolutely. Part of what you will get as you continuously throughout your life rewire for success is less and less of life circumstances will take you out. You may not have any less challenges, but they will take you out less. And what will happen is, as opposed to, oh, sorry, Anna, you'll have to see this next week, in literally 30 to 60 seconds, we rewire and focus on the solution. And that's exactly what Colin is doing now to ensure that I'm just seeing some emails coming in here. Bala, I've got a yes from you. That's great. Just seeing if anybody else. And who has just joined us?
Oh, it's just Wendy. Thank you.
Wendy.
Welcome, Wendy. We're just making sure everybody is both on the conference line and ideally in the webinar room because we have some gorgeous visuals for you to, as we call it, 10X your experience. So, Wendy, did you happen to register for the webinar in advance? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where this link thing is, I think.
When in doubt, look at the junk mail.
Copy and paste this thing.
You can copy and paste, that works, and see if that takes you straight into the webinar. If not, any one of you in your junk mail, and Larry, you haven't hopped into the webinar room yet either, so in your junk mail, and Anna, you said you hadn't registered for the webinar yet?
I was trying to, and it didn't have a date anymore.
Right, you hadn't done it in advance. All is well. We've got a backup strategy for you. So, yes, Larry and Wendy, who have registered in advance,
but I still have to log in.
Yeah, if you find that link, there's Wendy. Good
there's
for you.
Wendy.
Welcome aboard. And
no,
now
I don't
Larry,
have to log in. Okay, good.
You're in. You're in the room, and you should see the slide deck on the screen, in fact. And when you're comfortable, feel free, everyone. I see Dinesh and Bala has. Anybody else, feel free if you have it, Helga, Wendy, to find the chat box and say hello to make sure you've got that. And then, Larry, if you haven't found your link yet, when in doubt, everyone, in your junk email will often be the webinar. Great, Wendy. Nicely done. will be an email often saying a webinar starting in 15 minutes, and that email should have your link in it.
Okay, I haven't got that, and I haven't gotten an email.
Okay. Another option, Larry, is searching back when you immediately registered. You should have gotten an email.
No. Should I just register again?
You won't be able to, unfortunately, because once the time clock passes the beginning, like 5, the webinar software takes the option to register out. That's why Colin right now is creating a backup strategy for everyone, because he, too, is rewired for success, and he's committed to setting you guys up for success. And so what he's doing is he's taking the entire slide deck, and he is, with great trust of all your integrity, going to, in fact, create a PDF and upload it at an easy place for Larry and Anna who need it. So that's what's happening in the background here. And what I want to do, just one second, will I be able to advance the slide deck?
I will advance the slide deck.
Yeah, but I can certainly intro.
Yeah, intro.
Okay. Wow. So I first want to say congratulations right off the top. We don't say these words lightly. You're already a champion. We have been rewiring full-time two people for over 2 years and in many ways for a combined 70 years. And it is no small task, and yet it is the most worthy muscle to build. And I'm going to go straight to a moment today, in fact, in Anna's life, where and why we congratulated her when she first hopped on the call is any one of us could have just, you know, slid into home plate to get on this call. And for various reasons in our life, a lot of us are living this, oh, my God, I'm too busy or running too fast, and yet sort of over-busy and under-results. And so we are getting in the habit of saying, I'm too busy. And what this is doing, among many other deliverables in this 8 weeks, is going to figure ground reversal that. So
what does that mean?
What does figure ground reversal mean? It's like, you know, the positive and the negative. It's like if you have a slide and you literally, if the white is forward and the black is in the background, it's going to flip it and have the black in the foreground and the white in the background. It's going to have busyness go from the foreground to the background and results producing activity or satisfaction or happiness flip into the foreground. Because typically what we have is busyness in the foreground and happiness and results and success in the background. And we are literally going to do a figure ground reversal, which is allow busyness and all the, and I'm going to be sort of a tough love coach in my language here, but the failure habits that all of us have, they're going to recede into the background, and we're going to bring to the foreground success habits, which will bring happiness closer, success, satisfaction, and everything else. So that's literally what we're doing here. And a few people asked, the 7, most of like from week 2 to week 8, will be on a 60-minute time frame, and we will then stay on for an extra gratis, you know, 10 to 15 minutes for any extra Q&A that people want. It'll be totally voluntary and as you wish. Tonight, it may, if you can, to keep a 90-minute window open so that we can really set the stage properly for this entire thing and give you some extraordinary content. And our commitment is that every single week is worth your entire investment. And no small task, but we're going to jump in and accomplish that now. So I think Colin is in the final stages of delivering on another magical hoop that he's jumping through, which is getting the entire slide deck to Larry and Anna.
And Larry and Anna will be receiving that very shortly, within about 2 minutes. It's just going to upload, and then I will press send.
And something is coming your way. So you have the entire tonight's slide deck coming your way. Let us know when you've got it, and we will be verbally very articulate with the visuals until you get it.
I got it already.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
God love the traveling of the bits and bytes.
Yeah.
And so just a gracious request for everyone, what we're going to do after this is test whether your link gets you into all 8 webinars or whether you have to register 8 weeks each time. We will check that, and we will let you know what you need to do to ensure that everybody's in the webinar room, because we're going to be live in the chat box as well. The reason why we're on a conference call is so that we tested out the webinar room audio, and it's either very echoey or you've got to download extra software or have headsets. It's just a non-success answer. So, got it. Okay, thanks, Bala. And Bala, yes, fantastic. All right. So has everybody found the chat box? I can see Bala and Dinesh in there. Helga, Wendy, you said yes. Did Helga,
Wendy,
you hop in there?
Oh, I'm not sure how to get
fantastic,
there.
Fantastic, you did. And are you able to open that slide deck, Anna and Larry? Let us know. Just give us a yes when you're successful.
Yes, I have it open, but I can't get into the chat box.
That's all as well, yeah, because you're not in the webinar room. All as well. Luckily,
okay,
we've got this... the conference line as well. So fantastic. Just backing up from that first one, even to the first.
To the very first one.
Yeah, fantastic.
The very first slide, Rewired for Success, name your result and get it done. Welcome.
This image probably looks very familiar. We're on slide one for Larry and Anna. We'll always mention what slide we're on. Mm-hmm. This image probably looks very familiar because it is the summation of the entire program. And as mentioned on the intro webinar, if you haven't seen the intro webinar for whatever reason, we will ensure you have that link. And before next week, please watch that because it sets the stage for the entire 8 weeks. And I know most of you have seen it. Bala, Dinesh, Helga, Wendy, you've all seen it, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the issue I'm having. I can't click the button to do the one-on-one consultation to book that. It won't do anything for me.
Thank you for giving us a heads up,
Wendy.
Great
feedback.
And we'll test that link. And all is well, we have set it up so that the one-on-ones won't start until after week two because we want you really...
Well, maybe that's why.
Really
maybe
lined
that's
up.
Why we can't.
Entirely possible. We'll test that, and we'll ensure that you're set up for success on that. So thanks for the feedback. Cannot book
okay.
the yeah, perfect, Helga. Thank you. Good to know. And this is great that you know if you have short things to say, that's great role modeling, Helga. You can use the chat box because we've got our eyes on it. Then we're going to have interactive times for the phone that are more dialogue. So definitely short things, fantastic to use the chat box. Thanks, Helga.
And Larry, do you have the PDF up?
I do.
Okay, great.
Beautiful. We are all on deck.
All right.
Nicely done. A home run, Mr. Campbell.
Great.
And you have a humble but very rewired two guides at your helm, and we are incredibly honored to not just run you through this material, but guide you through an experience that you may have never had in your life. So this image, as I say, I think you're all, is there anybody that was not or did not go through the intro webinar, just so we know? Did anyone not go through the intro webinar? Anna, did you go through the intro webinar?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay, all is well.
I didn't know, honestly, that we're starting like today.
It's all perfect. You are in the perfect place.
And it was a long weekend, so.
Anna, you are so perfect. It's really okay. We're continually setting you up for success. Terrific. So that just gives me context in terms of our dialogue today. So this image most people are familiar with. You at your leisure, Anna, will be able to see the intro webinar, which basically says there's 7 extraordinary components that we are bringing to you. The 8-week webinar, the pre-assessment, which Wendy has done so far, and each of you will be doing before and after, and ensure after this webinar that you get that into us. And then we have the manual that you now, each of you will have a piece, have in your inbox the first week of the manual. Playwork, what you'll see at the end of each week, and accountability partners will set up at the end of this week as well. And of course, your private one-on-one as a bonus, and the live event, which is June 29th. And we are giving you this is in Toronto. And
thank you so much.
You are so welcome. So welcome. That's Wendy, yes? Is there any is there anybody not from the Greater Toronto area? I think we all are great. And just so you know, this is an incredibly wonderful, intimate mastermind that we're building here. There was two other people that actually chose. There's about six other people that were considering strongly. Two actually upgraded to private one-on-ones directly to rewire privately with us. And six others are on the roster for our next session that we will hopefully be lining up. But it just was ideal for them to, for the eight of you to be joining us now, which is amazing. So if we can.
Okay, switch slide.
Slide two for Larry and Anna.
So welcome to week one. And this is, we're going to be talking about success principles and success practices. And we're also going to look at the opposite side of that. What is the habits or the activities, the thoughts, the emotions that create failure? And, you know, when you walk into a dark room and you light a candle, it becomes light, so there's nothing to fear. So you got to know what you're looking at and then light that candle. And so we're going to be looking at causes of failure as well.
Beautiful. So just to set the stage, we're going to give four short answers to four awesome questions.
Yeah.
The first one being, why are we truly gathering?
Slide three.
Slide three.
Why?
The answer to this one in a simple way is that we are all stepping into that 5% success circle instead of living in the 95% unsuccessful circle that most of humanity are wired into. That's the why.
And the why for you, like, what's your intention, Heather?
Wow.
For everyone, the outcome for everyone on the call.
And that, I think, is really into the answering the next question, which is slide four, what. We really have four major whats that we're delivering. First is that we are going to run you through the entire process of rewiring for success. And if you don't have a pen and paper yet, we would highly suggest getting one now and that be your first page in your Rewired for Success book. And you will both have manual pages from us and your own awesome notes. We had one fella who took four pages of notes just on the intro webinar alone. So that's part of what people do when they're set up for success. So highly encourage you to grab a pen and paper. So the four whats that we want to deliver is rewiring you for success. Two, have you experience a full success cycle? Three, have you achieve a sweet spot goal? And as I was coaching one fellow, Wins, who's in Virginia right now but will be joining us next week, saying you don't have to pick a big success sweet spot goal. It could be very doable, but the key is to run through it successfully. So third is to achieve a sweet spot goal, and fourth is to build a mastermind mansion together, the eight, or in fact with Colin and I, the 10 of us together. It's going to be extraordinary. So those are my four purposes, the what are we going to deliver here.
And I would love and absolutely adore saying mine for you guys as well. The intention for me is...
Colin, you're fading away.
How about right now?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's good?
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you. My intention for you guys is to feel really awesome while you're in constant action to accomplish something emotionally significant to you. So there's two components, being able to actually create a result in the real world that you can see and experience, and feeling really good in the process, feeling good about yourself, building your confidence, and just that inner knowing and that gut level instinct that anything that you think about that you want to achieve, you have the tools and the resources to be able to do that. And it brings a tear to my eye thinking of you right now, where we are. We're at the beginning. And to be able to get your feedback and say, I achieved this. I feel way better in this area. Thank you. And that's the huge outcome. So I hope you see yourself doing really well.
And I just want to add, you may or may not realize, but what Colin just shared is truly one of the quintessential pieces of success. Some of you know, but I know Bala and Wendy, perhaps not, and perhaps not Helga, that our original founding company name was actually Operation Feel Good. We are now Rewired Worldwide. At the heart of Rewired Worldwide is still Operation Feel Good. And in a nutshell, why that is because the success mastery multimillionaires and billionaires that we've trained with directly say, we can teach you a lot. And at the core, the ace up our sleeve is actually feeling as good as we can, moment by moment by moment, better and better, decreasing the negative, worried, stressed ball of energy, busyness, and increasing, ever-increasing and expanding our DNA that vibrates at the most extraordinary feel-good energetic levels. So what he shared with you is definitely from his heart, and it's also a huge piece of success training. So beautiful. Okay, next slide, which is the third of four powerful questions, which is how are we going to achieve that? Very briefly, because you know the components from the picture, but it's these each of these one-hour webinars, and as I say tonight, we may be at the 90-minute mark, to jumpstart each of your week. Then you, in second, is you engaging the material in the Rewired manual and the play work that we give to you each week throughout your week. This is key. If you live this just as a 1 hour per week, it will be interesting. If you engage the material, it will be extraordinary. Third how is you and your accountability partner, which will just 10x the impact of the entire material in your experience. Fourth is our private one-on-one, and fifth how is our live event together. So great. And next slide, fourth question, is who? And very simply, it's us as your guides and you as the voyageurs in this success mastermind. So perfect.
Okay.
Next slide.
Okay, so next slide. The slide is of the binoculars with July 8th. So we're looking ahead. Today is May 20th, 2014, and July 8th is a couple months away. It's about 60 days, right?
I'm going to pause. Dinesh made a great thing. Have you camtasia'd the screen, too?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm recording the whole webinar. All of the webinar replays will be available. And I believe, Dinesh, are you recording this right now?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I put myself on mute. But yes,
all
I am.
Well, two great technical things.
Just
thank
as a backup.
Thank you, Dinesh, and for the reminder, just in case, you can do that every week, doing it and or reminding us, but and we are on it. And a third great piece is any of you, if you have any background noise, feel free at any time on the conference line to *6, and that will mute any background if you've got dogs barking or kids playing in the bathtub or whatever.
And it sounds like this is a focus group, so.
It feels really focused.
Already wins.
This is the energy that we feel right now is extraordinary, and this is what it takes. If you only focus, you know, this 1 hour of your 7 days and 24 hours in your week, it will 10x what your results are. So this is what it takes. Hats off to you already. We can feel it.
Yeah, great. So we're looking ahead at July 8th, and imagine it is July 8th right now. And Rewired for Success has exceeded your expectations. And also, I'm going to ask, what has occurred for you?
So we're future pacing now, which we'll teach you, but just to give you a headline.
So what has occurred for you? And do you want to have, like, a feedback? Do you want to hear someone?
I want to give them a moment to really feel into it, and then absolutely in the chat box and or audio.
Okay, so we'll go through the next two parts.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sweet. So we'll ask these questions. What has occurred for you? How do you feel? And how do you relate to your world differently?
So whether it's one of those questions or all three, really what we're doing is getting you to immediately begin practicing this extraordinary success mastery technique called future pacing. And so we're inviting you to be at the end of this Rewired for Success process and to stand in the best of your imagination and capability and say, wow, this program and myself in terms of having engaged in it exceeded my expectations. Wow. And we want you to first feel into and then listen into or see into what you're feeling or seeing or hearing. And once you've got that, take a moment to start typing that in the chat box, because it's key for everybody to see and feel this. And then at your leisure in the pause, you can also write it down for yourself on your own piece of paper. But if we can begin in the chat box, that's really going to prime the mastermind pump. So we are all standing in our best and highest self on July 8th. I've landed my next job as a controller finance director by July 8th. Gorgeous, Bala. So whether it's a concrete and very measurable, which is fantastic, sweet spot goal, and or whether it's a different feeling that you have, a deeper satisfaction or well-being, what's occurring for you differently, how are you relating to the world differently, whatever resonates for you as you stand in July 8th, the program and yourself have exceeded your expectations. What are you seeing, feeling, and hearing? Great, Dinesh. I'm now inviting thousands of followers into my new training program. Yeah, beautiful.
Nice.
Feel that and see that. And it's really powerful. We'll actually read these, Larry and Anna, I realize, so that you hear it. So Bala has written, I have landed my next job as controller finance director by July 8th. Dinesh has written, and again, you don't have to memorize these, Larry and Anna, who don't see them. I'm just putting it in this mastermind space to honor it and recognize it as so. And Dinesh wrote, and we're encouraging Helga and Wendy to do the same. Dinesh has written, July 8th, I am now inviting thousands of followers into my new training program. Beautiful. And Larry and Anna, when you're ready, we'd love to hear you auditorially. It doesn't have to be a concrete sweet spot goal yet, because we're really going to jump into that in week two. So you guys are like, you know, overachievers, but I mean it in the best of ways. You know, you're really shooting for it already. You've got clarity, I should say. And it can just be, how do you feel? How are you interacting with the world differently? What's occurred for you? So Larry and Anna, the program and yourself has exceeded. Yeah, I'm feeling so overly excited. So there's that feeling zone, Dinesh. Fantastic. Either auditorily or in typing, Wendy, Helga, Larry, and Anna. No command performance, but
yes,
you're invited to contribute. Great, Bala.
So I would say, you know, from health wise perspective, I have lost 10 pounds, and I'm feeling better and healthier and more confident each day.
Beautiful. So
wow.
You've got both the measurable side and the feeling side. So I've lost 10 pounds, feeling healthier, more confident, and better each day. So if you haven't yet, write that down. Anna and Helga, I have presented my program and have conducted my first training weekend. Awesome. Beautiful. And we will capture these as well. Wendy, I will be on my way to being a millionaire due to my investing in online businesses and trading so that I can fund all of my entrepreneurial goals. Gorgeous. And you have just no idea who you have on the line here. One of Canada's best online entrepreneurial investing folks. And we can, just great news. So among others, Dinesh has some great fortes in that, Wendy. Welcome into the mastermind. Larry, any additions you wish to add?
Yes, Friday has become my business development day that I'm reaching out to new potential clients and, of course, meeting with them.
Wow.
Day
for capture, or you've got a day that you actually go for that result activity. That's your day of marketing your own personal services, Larry?
Right.
Wow, great.
I have one more as well.
Yes, Anna, go.
Okay. I have landed three more amazing listings by July 8th. and all my current listings have sold, and I'm currently attracting amazing clients who appreciate all my help.
Wow. I'm just keying some of these into the chat box. Haven't caught them all, but make sure you catch yours. I've got Larry Friday in, is a business development day, and a three more amazing listings. All current ones have sold, attracting great clients. Just terrific, along with your earlier one, Anna. And Larry, want to congratulate you as well, because I know that you have been, because we're amongst friends, you've been somewhat plateauing in your career. You've had, you know, yes, you've got paid clients, and yet there's this desire to really step it up. And we've been together for many years, and I know that you've gone through various programs and still had this, not clear, what do I really want to do-ness. And for you to be hitting the ground in this course running with that kind of clarity and that kind of action, Larry, I am thrilled for you. I know that that is a huge change in what I've seen and heard before. So hats off to you. Absolutely fantastic. Shall we do a 3-2-1, Larry, you're awesome?
Yeah, everyone, 3-2-1,
Larry,
you're
awesome. We all are all the time, but it's really yet another key success mastery piece. So
this actually gets us into the next slide. So the next slide is the Mastermind Pledge, and I'm going to read it out loud, and eventually we will all read it out loud together, because this is going to create some new neural pathways in our mind, and this is just success habits. So I am a dream builder. I encourage, honor, and build the mastermind's dreams. Number two, I am 100% here for others, my accountability partner in the whole mastermind. Number three, I recognize my fellow champions by saying, name, you are a champion. So this is really developing the inner stance of a champion. And do you guys, how about saying this all together? We'll start off with number one. Or does that work?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so 3-2-1. Number one.
I am a dream builder.
I encourage, honor, and build the mastermind dream.
I am 100% here for others,
my accountability partner,
the whole mastermind.
Three,
I recognize my fellow champions by saying your own name. Heather, you are a champion. Now, everyone, point the finger right at yourself, your fingers right at yourself, right to your chest. Like, just touch yourself right on the shoulders and say, I am a champion.
I am a champion. Yes.
Yes.
If you have no other declaration as we start off, and we are elegantly interweaving many, many success principles here, but I'll every once in a while I'll just highlight them for you. One of them is declarations. And so if you don't have any declarations yet, make your daily declaration, I am a champion, as a great starting point. And also, this other piece of success mastery that we've got here is the entire concept of a mastermind. And that is different from a group, a conference call, a webinar, a class, a course, a program. It is what Andrew Carnegie, Napoleon Hill, Earl Nightingale, et cetera, the legacy, the lineage that has brought all of this to us, and we'll go into the lineage another night, but there is a lineage down through the ages, both on the more North American side, absolutely, as I've studied over there, and I know Dinesh and Bala, among others, could support us in on the Eastern side. There is generations of success mastery. And that is what we've been studying full-time, and that is what we are committed to bringing to you, not in an academic way, but what we call it, instead of a long, hard, and uncertain results kind of way, in as short and fun and certain of results as possible. And so this is a simplified beginning piece to a very gorgeous, elegant masterminding process. So beautiful. Any comments in the chat box at any time and or auditorily now on the mastermind concept before we keep going? Has anyone ever been in a true mastermind before? That's actually a good question. Anybody been in a what I would call a true mastermind?
Yes.
Beautiful. That's one, Anna. It may not have been perfect, but to give you some highlights, it has absolute intention. The intention is clear. Yes, Helga, fantastic. There are like-minded people, not the same necessarily, but like-minded with an aligned intention to manifest particular outcomes, whatever they are, is one way to define a mastermind. So it's different than just a team. There is an alignment of energies and intentions.
I've been in the Million Mind workshop a couple times and the Clemmer Associates a couple times, so I guess it's similar.
Fantastic. That's Wendy, yes?
Yes.
Great. Just recognizing voices. Fantastic. So, yes, we've trained both in Millionaire Mind and I, too, in Clemmer and many other practices. Fantastic for you. That I would put in the training category and or events category, of which we absolutely have as part of our Success Mastery formula to have continuous training and events. And a mastermind is usually much smaller, more intimate like we are here. And as I say, some of the criteria is that there is clear intentions of what it's about to achieve. Like, for instance, our intentions are to rewire for success, experience a success cycle, have people achieve a sweet spot goal, and experience a mastermind. So there's clear intentions. Everyone is aligned for everyone's highest success and achievement. And the energy, along with the actions, are absolutely aligned and integral to that occurring. So those are a couple of highlights to give you an introductory flavor of a mastermind, and welcome in.
Yeah, and absolutely. And this just is a visual depiction of that. You have a different personality, like the different colors in the color wheel. And the key here is that...
Just so you know, Larry and Anna, this is not a slide deck.
Oh, yeah, right.
Colin is doing his spontaneous creation on the screen in the webinar room. It's a circle, basically, circle of colored circles of people gathering together.
Exactly. And each one of you has a unique personality. Each one of you has a unique intention. And what we're creating here is that we're getting all of this in alignment so that everyone's bonded and everyone thinks about everyone else's intention and says, you can do it. And that really creates a lot of energy, and that is an all-around good thing.
Beautiful. So we'll do this in many ways, but even just letting you know what this is and what's possible, I'm certainly feeling, and you may be noticing in your energetic sphere, a higher level of focus. You may be notice a higher level of interest. You may be experiencing a subtle higher level of support. You may not be, but I'm just giving you clues as to what to look for that's different than just being an individual in a course. And those are the kind of signs that you want to look out for as you start to build literally your DNA wiring as being a member of a mastermind. So beautiful. We're on to the next slide, Larry and Anna. And we're looking basically just highlights of the three things we're covering tonight.
Exactly, with the hand and the platter. So number one, kicking off with some content. And specifically today what we're talking about is the success principles and practices. We are going to give some playwork at the end, and we'll set up the logistics, like who is your accountability partner and how to interact with them, give you a format for interacting with each other, being able to coach each other.
Beautiful. So on to the next piece. We want to give you now really the big picture as we jump into this true body of content for this week. And the big picture is really to say, in a nutshell, there are two pillars to the entire thing. This thing being this code we're cracking. How the heck do I get out of the 95% failure wiring, or less than satisfied wiring, or less than successful or happy wiring, and how do I move into that 5% of humanity? It's not like there is a lock on the door to step into this success circle. It's just the fact that it's never taught anywhere in mainstream. And so it is coming more and more to the fore, and we have taken on full time to master this one, and two, do it in a way that's transferable to you, because we've had been in a lot of one-on-one lectures, but not necessarily how to transfer it to another human being. So those are the two main pillars, and maybe, Colin, you want to jump in and just play with a few other words that people might have seen or heard in relation to these two key happiness and success pillars.
There are different words, just some synonyms for happiness and success. On the happiness side, it's satisfaction, a feeling of feeling good now, inner peace, that gratitude, appreciation, the emotional side, the internal world. And then on the success side, there's creative desires, actual results, and manifesting. And I want to make a point, which is, have you ever seen a person who is extremely successful yet miserable? Have you ever seen this? Like, they get a lot done, they have a lot of stuff, and closer to the mic. How's that?
Great, thanks.
Beautiful.
Okay, perfect. Great. You've probably seen a person who is quote-unquote successful, but isn't really, they're constantly stressed, they're constantly rushing through life, and, you know, it's the type of person that has, like, ulcers, you know, like, and they're, like, they've got the veins popping out of their head, and they're wealthy.
Oh, say it isn't so, Dinesh, and I love your humor. You're awesome. He just typed in me into the chat box. So think of when you know, think of a person that you know that has one of these pillars but not the other. Get a picture in your mind of somebody you know that is successful but doesn't really have the happiness side, whether you know them personally or, you know, characters on the public stage. And just if somebody comes to mind, certainly that all of us would know, feel free to chat, put it in the chat box, but it's important to even write down, again, taking notes, success without happiness, and put an example by there. And then the other, happiness, how about Rob Ford? Amen, brother. Not that we will share too much political leanings in this call, but I hear you. Success without happiness, or success without a few other things. Like grace and dignity. God bless your example. That's fabulous. And then also write down in your papers, and obviously examples in the chat box, of examples in your mind of somebody who's happy but not successful,
I mean,
or less, like, so anyway.
They're really free and open, and
it's,
they're
kind,
like,
of dreamy.
Everything's in alignment, and I feel so great, but I do nothing.
Yeah, or can't, or don't know how to manifest anything. And that's a lot of that, you know, caught in that, and I hear some laughter on the phone, which is great, caught in this, you know, spirit, not grounded, the sort of spirituality that's not actually grounded. And I've had many decades of studying spirituality. I honor it, and I'm honoring the embodied version. So if you've got any examples, put them in the chat box, but it's important to get the feel of one without the other.
Yeah, and let's go into this. Yeah, the flow?
Yes.
Yeah?
So into, I think Colin was being creative on the whiteboard again. But these would be synonyms for this, so you know what territory we're going for, and we're going for the highest of both.
Okay, so how do you know when you are successful? How do you know when you are successful?
Love, again, to see in the chat box and or additions
and
in our auditory.
I want to hear someone's voice.
Yeah,
how
beautiful.
Do you know when you are successful? Who are you that wants to speak right now and speak? How do you know when you are successful?
It's not a set right answer, just what comes to gut feel.
Probably, you have set your goals and you have achieved it.
Set your goals and achieve it. Couldn't have said it clearer. Fantastic, Bala.
Anyone else?
Any short-term goal. No, I want to, let's say I want to build a six-pack in about 6 weeks' time, and I achieve it, and then you say, wow.
Absolutely great example as well. So you set your goal and you achieve it. The easiest way to say exactly what you're saying is your results show it. If you have the results that you want in your life, at the biggest picture, you quote unquote.
I'm on the call.
Say again, Anna.
I'm so sorry.
All is well. If you need to talk outside of the call, you can always hit star 6, Anna. or anyone else, and then you're able to do that and then come back onto the line. So, yes, the simplest way is to look around and say, do I have the results I want? That's the highest level of defining of success. Now, is the opposite, you know, true? Like, okay, well, I haven't produced all that I want, so does that mean I'm not successful? And this is where it's really important to understand the nuances of a few. One is past success is really important. So to write this down, past successes, and actually write them down for yourself is incredibly important for our subconscious and our conscious mind to register our past successes. Then, secondly, your current success is, quote unquote, that I am a champion. You are already successful. And that is extremely important to register for your subconscious and conscious mind. Present success, I'm already a success. Third one that's also extraordinarily important is what we call mini successes, like I made a good cup of tea today, I made a great lunch, I got on the webinar. The third is mini successes. And then the fourth is on check marks on my vision board, great way to put it, Dinesh. The fourth is this whole category that Bala brought up is I've set in a goal and I achieved it, or I put it, your results show if you're successful. So it is a very important way to measure it or check stuff off on your vision board. I love that, Dinesh. That's very important, but what we don't want to do is then tell the subconscious, well, if I haven't achieved all these things, then I'm not successful. That belief there is what keeps us in the 95% underwired. So does somebody want to just play that back for me? I just mentioned four key things, and they may be fresh and new, but they're all in the success territory. So
mini
how
successes.
Are four different ways of talking about or measuring that you know you're successful?
Mini successes,
that's number three. Awesome. And they're highly, highly important. And I would encourage you to start counting them if you don't. Oh, my God, I just, you know, walked across the room successfully. You might need to go as small as that to boost that confidence level. So mini successes, very powerful.
That's
number three. How about one or two?
Current successes.
Current successes, the absolute standing in the knowing that you are already a success. The fact that you, as Colin would say, won the sperm race of the millions that didn't win, and you got into the egg and you were born and you're here, you're literally already and always will be a success. So that was number two. And anybody on number one?
Put down your past successes.
Past successes. Bingo, Helga. Fantastic. So if you hopefully you've captured those four. And again, most success courses or any of the people we've trained with tend to refer to, you know, one or, you know, one of these four, but they leave out the other three. And you wonder why, I got trained by a success mastery dude, but they left something out. And our goal for you, as simply but completely as possible, is to give you the whole picture. So great. And just an FYI, there's something going out on outside, whether it's a storm or a truck that's waving our IT line. So in case we get dropped, we will do our best to get back on the line. Okay, great. So beautiful. That hopefully you've got those four elements that are key to know to measuring and knowing how you're successful, not just one of them.
Are you focused? Say yes.
Knowing you're
successful. If you're focused, right.
That's what was the fourth.
The fourth one is where we started. Thanks for asking, Lara. Where Bala started us off, which is you've achieved your results. You know you're successful when your results are changing. Like, for instance, your goal, Larry, is Friday to be a business development day. You've got a mini success when you do business development on every Friday, and you have a major success when you achieve a new client that you really enjoy. So that's an example of number three and number four. One is past, two is present, three is mini successes, and four is, quote, unquote, the bigger achievements of the results that you're setting forth. Awesome. Really great. But key in terms of getting the whole picture.
So the three types of goals. You've probably heard of goal setting in terms of SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. And did you know that there are actually three types of goals? And just some guesses, what do you think the second type of goal is?
short-term goals, long-term goals?
Long-term goals? Did you say shotgun goals?
Short-term.
Short-term.
I like that, shotgun goals.
Yeah.
Short-term and long-term goals, they are actually, if you did a 3x2 grid, you have these three types of goals, and any one of them could be put into a short-term or a long-term time frame, just to give your answer some context, Bala.
Okay, thanks.
Absolutely. Larry, you actually have the best shot at this because you have trained with us in the Success Mastery work.
I'm stumped.
Say again?
I'm stumped.
Kevin Trudeau talks of three types of goals, and why we bring this up is because most of the world trains us on this first one, this specific goals. And then we get frustrated when we don't achieve them and or when we don't achieve them in the right time frame. And this is, again, a part of why we get frustrated and we give up, because we think the only type of goals are specific or SMART goals. There was an addition there. Was that Bala?
Yeah, financial goals.
That is a even more of your fantastic chunk down. That would be a category. So you could have financial or health or wealth or relationships. But this is a more meta-level question.
Meta being the higher.
And you may have never heard this before, so we're all good. Larry, last call, Kevin Trudeau trains on, there's three types of goals. One is specific.
Oh, specific, general. Oh.
Yes, that's the second one. And the two we alluded, the third one we alluded to at the beginning when Colin said what his wish for all of you was.
Immediate.
Say again?
Immediate.
Can't hear you.
Immediate.
Tedious?
Immediate.
Spell it. You can't put it in the chat box.
I-M-E-D-I-A-T-E. Two M's. Immediate.
Immediate.
Immediate. That, again, is time-based, so that would be in the category of when Bala talked of short and long-term, there'd be immediate short and long-term. But the third one that you may never have heard, and this is actually a type of goal, is truly feeling good. So we have had a multimillionaire, if not billionaire, train us directly, and he's set up the entire – he was the founder of a huge global success mastery network that we've trained with for years. And he says one of the fallacies that trips people up is they all think their goals need to be specific. Now, if it feels good and it's relevant for your goal to be specific, that's fantastic. And a number of you put in specific goals in the chat box, whether it's losing the 10 pounds or whether it's the, you know, three more listings or et cetera, et cetera. So specific may be very relevant for you. And realize, I'm going to give you a different example, that here's an example. Let's say you want to get – you want to be in a relationship. The specific example of that is I want to be in a relationship with Fernando. Whether he wants to be in a relationship with me, I want to be in a relationship with Fernando. That would be an example of a specific type of goal. I know he's the right guy for me, and like he's cute, and he knows how to Latin dance, and he's taller than I am, and blah, blah, blah. And I need to be in a relationship with Fernando. That's specific. Now, sometimes we're not quite as smart as the universe. Surprise, surprise. And in fact, the universe knows exactly what is best for us. And so therefore, a general goal might be better, i.e., I want to be in a loving relationship that's supportive and I'm happy and I laugh a lot. That's an example of a more general goal. And the third area is always, quote-unquote, your default for any moment in your life, or maybe your best choice, because we don't focus on this enough, is my goal is to feel as good as I possibly can. And this is an ever-increasing growth curve that we have been on, and it is a learned skill, and it is the reduction of your negative ball of energy and your expansion of your positive ball of energy. So door number three is always an extraordinary option to pick, and you could have specific or general in relation to other things. But if specific goals have been working for you, fantastic. You may want to pick another one for this 8 weeks. And if you've been caught in the frustration of never quite achieving them, we'll either right-size a specific goal for you or have you explore the general or the feel-good one that are very, very powerful.
Cool.
Any questions, comments on that before we, because it's one of the key teachings. And again, if you haven't noted it down, please do. Awesome. Okay, great. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, right now, what are your top 1 to 3 causes of failure? The activities, beliefs, or emotions that you do which result in under-manifestation. And when we say, you know, it's in red, it says failure, it's like, bah, it's a huge thing. But what are the things that are blocking you? What are the things that, what is the obstacle? What is the hold back?
So it could be in your outer game behavior. It could be in your inner game beliefs or emotions. Whatever comes to top of mind or gut. And write those down for yourself. So capture the top 3 causes of failure or lack of success or under manifestation, if you want to use that phraseology. And write down the top 1 to 3 things that come to mind. And big gratitude if you share, and we are in an absolute safe collegial mastermind environment, put them in the chat box, because the more that you tell us what your struggles are, thank you, Dinesh, inner game only, we can hold things back. Yes. Absolute words of wisdom, Dinesh. And so if you're able to pinpoint any aspect of your inner game right now, like your success edge that has been holding you back and that you're breaking through, Dinesh, that would be very powerful. And the more that each of you can write in the chat box, the more we can work with you live in each of these 8 weeks. So 1 to 3 of the inner or outer game behavior or beliefs that have been generating your under manifestation, either in the chat box or in our audio ear.
Okay, I'll start.
Thank you, Anna.
Okay, for me, honestly, it's, I think, being overweight. It makes me feel self-conscious. And although, you know, I am pretty smart cookie and I'm great at what I do, being overweight, it does makes me feel self-conscious about my physique and limits my confidence.
Great candor. And what I would open to is there...
Wait.
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all,
yeah.
Everyone... 3, 2, 1, Anna, you're a champion. 3, 2,
Anna, you're a
1.
Champion.
Anna, you're a champion.
That's where
Thank
we start.
You.
Absolutely. And to say that with your hand on your chest, Anna, and say, I am a champion. And to write that down, and I heard you say it, well done. And to say this to yourself, definitely at minimum a.m. and p.m., and to as often as
okay.
you think of it, with your hand on your chest or your heart, I am a champion.
Okay. Thank
Beautiful.
You.
And to note that great, quote-unquote, outer game aspect that you find, and what would be very helpful for you is to write down, and we can work on this in the private one-on-ones or in the week 4, I think it is, when we work on the subconscious rewiring technique, writing down any beliefs or emotions that are connected to that. And those are things that we'll be clearing as well. So fantastic. Dinesh, you helped me take action on that. Helga, great observation, the wrong activities. And this gets into the whole busyness game. And a key piece in this entire 8 weeks is we're going to be building your track to win on, which is only focusing on results-producing activities or revenue-producing activities or optimal health-producing activities, whatever you're shooting for. So great inner game beliefs that you may be holding back, Bala. Feel that employers hire only industry-specific finance people. So there's a belief there that is holding you back. And, quote-unquote, there may be some factual to it. I hearken again to our success masters who train us over and over again. When the attitude's right, the facts don't count. So I'm going to invite you to write that down, Bala. When the attitude's right, the facts don't count. And this isn't like a, by any means, I hope you hear it this way, not a slap on the hand like your attitude's wrong. You were absolutely candor with your belief there. And I want to begin the rewiring around that. And all of you, if you want to write down, when the attitude's right, the facts don't count. We only need one job. We only need, you know, one body to lose those 10 pounds. We only need three listings. We only need one event to launch Helga or Dinesh.
Heather,
and
can
so
I interrupt? I
everything's
apologize.
Possible. Go ahead, Anna.
This is being recorded. Can I listen to the rest of it? I didn't know it's 90 minutes. Can I listen to this?
Absolutely. Just so I can set you up for success, Anna and Larry, you already have each other's contacts, so the two of you, which will be setting up everybody at the end of the call, are accountability partners.
Awesome.
And so it's absolutely awesome. And
okay.
It's going to be in a whole different vibe than our Fortune and You gathering,
right.
And bigger and better. And Larry will set both you and Anna up for success and everyone at the end of this call. So Anna, Larry will be in touch with you, and the two of you, like everyone, in the next after this call, will set up a time in the next 24 to 48 hours to support each other.
Okay. Thank you so much, everybody.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
Take care, Anna.
Fantastic. So, yes, we will send everybody out the recording, and so what we were doing was writing down, and we invite each of you to write this down, when the attitude's right, the facts don't count. Another one of our declarative mantras, and we're starting to give you, and you may want to keep one page separately in your notes and title it declarations so that you have a reservoir of declarations, and we're going to give you the best of the best. And the first one, anybody remember the first one that we said, first declaration? It's also one of our mastermind agreements with each other. Say again, Bala.
I am a dream builder.
I love that. We started with I am a champion, and I would absolutely add on I am a dream builder. I am a champion. I am a dream builder.
Is the first one.
Oh, I see what you're talking about is the agreements. Yes. Those are both agreements and declarations. Yes. Also, when the attitude's right, the facts don't count. So you may want to create a page in your Rewired for Success program called Declarations and actually capture the best declarations. If anybody has your favorite declarations, feel free to type them in the chat box so everybody gets them now.
Awesome.
And are you just reloading the slide deck there?
I'm just bringing this up. Can you guys see this right now, the slide deck? When your attitude's right, the facts don't count?
I see a slide which is saying you are going down.
You're going down, okay, yeah. And it's the... it's
at the bottom, maybe you just need to roll it up, because at the bottom of that picture is...
Yeah, when your attitude is right, that's all I'm seeing.
The facts don't count.
And that can be the picture in your mind. So it's not just the word, but you have an idea.
That's a great image, because, you know, Bala, you might be saying, oh, God, I'm one against all this industry that I want to crack, you know? But when your attitude's right, the facts don't count. You're going to walk right into that king and that queen of whatever that role is that you want, and command their attention.
Man, you got to watch out for those diagonal spaces on those pawns. Man,
great. So great spontaneous image too. And if you didn't see it, we'll share that with you. The image to match with that declaration is very powerful. Terrific. So he's. Collins is re-pulling up the slide deck now. He's got his hands on the keyboard. And what we want to do now is, unless there's any additions that you want us to work with, because you see as you type in the additions,
yeah,
we can really work with them directly.
Anyone else on the causes of failure? He is spoken out loud.
Wendy or Helga?
Larry, complacency.
Complacency.
Comfort, yeah, right, comfort.
Beautiful. And we're actually going to move into that, among other things. You may remember on the intro webinar, Larry, though you were on one of the initial ones that I think maybe had some digital challenges, but we really started to move into that. And amongst others, the clue, and you may want to watch the recording of it again, the intro, which we'll make sure all of you have. Does anybody remember one way to increase your excitement in a particular goal or in your dreams? There's many that we talked about in the intro, but here's a great Success Mastery Recall for all of you and coaching and supporting your mastermind colleague, Larry. When we have complacency, what are one or four or five of the areas that we shared or that come to your mind to increase excitement, energy, drive, momentum towards a goal?
Believing that your goal is already achieved.
Love that, Bala. Another one of the key ones, and that's both in the future pacing that we touched on at the beginning of this call, and it's standing in a high belief that whatever I want is already achieved. Part of what could have caused, can cause some of the complacency wiring in any of us, Larry, is that there's been subconsciously, I didn't achieve that one, and I didn't achieve that one, and I didn't achieve that one. So it knocks away, it chips away subconsciously at our belief levels. And then that causes this seeming complacency, and we don't know when it came over us. We lost that childlike excitement and drive and innocence of being excited like it's every day is, you know, Christmas Eve, or for you it would be the eve before Hanukkah or something. but great coaching and suggestion, Bala, is believing that it's already occurred. So there's a dozen different ways we can work, you know, also one-on-one, Larry, but great on that. Any final additions for Larry before we move into another chunk?
We already said that it's attainable.
Yeah, knowing and seeing that it's attainable.
Great.
Terrific. There's a lot more that we're going to move into right now. And if you haven't actually opened up the PDF that we sent you just before this webinar started, you can see the slide now, Successopedia. So say yes if in your email you have an attachment called Successopedia. It's the Rewired for Success Week 1 manual piece. I heard a yes. I'll check. Thanks, Dinesh. We do have the visuals on the slide deck here, so if you don't have it at your fingertips, it's okay. I just want to know whether you do. So say a yes or type in a yes if you have it easily, you have it open or you have it easy to open? Checking. Great, Helga.
Larry, yes.
Yes,
Larry,
terrific.
Yes. Great.
Yeah, you definitely need it, Larry, with the not being in the webinar room. And Bala or Wendy?
I have no idea.
Okay, all is well, Wendy. It is in your inbox, and you'll be in the webinar room.
Ah.
So what we've done here, and this is the big chunk for today, each one hopefully you've had wins, and if you implement any one of the things we're saying so far, and again, the key is that implementation, it can be a game changer because we've road tested all of the ideas that we've had so far for you. And this is the big chunk that we want to bring to you. So we have spent, as we said, 2+ years full time studying this material. And we've been on a number of courses. And some of the courses, for instance, will give you two main things. Like I'm thinking of one awesome course that we went through. And the two main things that they say in terms of the principles of success, and this is what we're moving into now, is really the principles of success. The two main things they say is, in the one course we took, was belief in self and belief in your dreams. And you want to feel free to write those down, belief in yourself and belief in your dreams. And those are two extraordinarily true and effective principles to continuously work on and improve, and we'll give you strategies for it. Another huge body of success material basically based its foundation on four other principles, which are who do you listen to, and we'll repeat these, don't worry, but who do you listen to, are you teachable, do you know the four stages of learning, and do you focus on your why, your motivation, more than worry about the how? So that's a different framework of success mastery. Why I'm giving you examples is that what we found is each course had something, but it didn't have it all. And I kept going, there's something missing. There's something missing here. And so we simple is good and complete is also good. And so we have spent a great deal of time putting together as many of the success principles as we could get our hands on. So that what we've built is a living, and why I call it a living is because we're continuously adding and improving it, a living reservoir. And why we call it that is because it's as complete a reservoir as possible of success principles and practices. And this is our biggest gift and nugget for you this week. What I don't want you to do with this...
Just before, right
yeah,
before
go ahead.
You go into that, I
yes.
just want to say, rewiredforsuccess.com/yes2, underneath the consultation, if you didn't get the email, there is Successopedia, your download, right there and available. So
great.
If you don't have it up yet, if you're still looking through the emails, just stop doing that and go to
In fact, we have it on the slide deck now, so they can go to it.
Yeah, okay, cool.
After. But
okay,
he's making it really available for you is the main thing. Everything that you need is at that /yes2.
And
so
we will
fantastic.
Have another URL, and that's going to be the file sharing. I'm
yeah.
kind of seeing this right now.
Absolutely
cool.
Fantastic. So basically why I'm prefacing this is to say we've created a living reservoir so you don't have to feel like something's missing. You know, I learned this, but I still haven't cracked the success code. That's our big gift for you this week. And the way not to interact with this is to go, oh, my God, there's like 34 success principles on that list. How am I ever going to achieve it? Oh, my God, where do I start? That is not how to interact with this. The way to interact with this is to just land in the vibration of gratitude. Thank you, Heather and Colin. I don't have to run around for 2 years full time. Thank you, Heather and Colin. And I'm not patting ourselves on the back, but just practicing the vibration of gratitude. Wow. Thank you. There is this reservoir that I have at my fingertips that I can refer to for the rest of my life. So land in the vibration of gratitude as we begin to open up this reservoir for you. Fantastic. So that is the best way to interact with it. Now I'm just pulling up the slide deck again. And if, Colin, you want to just on the master controls, because I've got the participant screen here. So we're just clicking on to the next slide. So if you have it open, and especially to Larry who's not in the webinar room, you just want to look at the first, you've got the cover, and then look at the first page just at the top. And that's what we're showing on the webinar screen now, which is just the top, which is to say the structure of this Successopedia, which is what we're calling it, as opposed to Wikipedia or Encyclopedia, it's your Successopedia. And here we have compiled so far, meaning we're going to continuously add to it, 34 of the causes of failure versus success. And so you can see on the left side are the causes of failure versus success. And 95% of humanity, or at least 70 to 95% of us, has been wired on the left side in the red. And 5 to, if you're lucky, maybe 20, 30% of you has been rewired in the green. And we are shifting over to the green, to the success side. And then what you have on the very right-hand side of this document is a place for you to, after, in your play work this week, to assess your guesstimation of the percentage of time in each of these success principles, the percentage of time that you spend in the, for instance, with number one, with no passion, versus the percentage of time you spend in the I know exactly what and or who I love, because that's the why that motivates and drives us to get us up in the morning. So that I just wanted to give you a sense of what this Successopedia is, for one, and just to give you a visual of how it's laid out. And now we're going to click to the next slide and give you a picture of the first page. And so we may just, for the remainder of our time together, is just rest on the first page to demonstrate how you're going to interact with this on your own as along with your accountability partner. And so what we want to do is each of you now pick one of these 10. We're just looking at the first 10 right now. Intuitively, pick one on the green side that you're most optimal about so far. Pick one on the green side that you're most optimal so far in your life.
First person to say yours. Who are you? Say that.
Wins your champion cheer from all the masterminds.
Yeah.
Either typing in or saying, which is your one of those 10 that you're most living on the green side?
Specific dream.
Say again?
Specific dream.
Specific dream. So okay. Clarity of your dreams.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Bala, you're a champion. Everyone, 3, 2, 1.
Bala, you're a champion.
Ooh, thank you.
We are welcome to give you that. Fantastic. So number 3, specific dreams. You've got a specificity of your dreams. Fantastic. A lot of people float in vagary. So well done, and you can be a gift to the mastermind around that. Others, in our ear and or in the chat box.
Helga?
Number 10, responsibility, that I take 100% responsibility.
Beautiful.
Nice. Larry?
You are a champion.
Yes.
Fantastic. That
guys, and great job, guys.
That's a huge one. And you've seen in brackets what we put, you're 100% responsible, but we didn't just leave self, but self in relation to source. Because none of us are not in whatever you experience as source energy, that's what we mean by that you in consort with your source energy are 100% responsible. So that's what we meant by that. Fantastic. Helga or Wendy or Dinesh?
Number 9, decision.
Number 9.
Love
is that. Is that Wendy?
Wendy,
you are a champion.
That is, and please, if you haven't yet, add this to your declaration page. This is we have said this, I can't even count how many times. I'm doing it, that's it, period. And we've said it in tough tones, in hilarious tones, all intonation. So write this down on your declaration page, the green by number 9. I'm doing it, that's it, period. Fantastic one to know that you have that energy, Wendy. Helga, Dinesh?
I put down tactics.
Say again?
On the tactic side?
Tactics.
Yeah.
On the open to 95% of how coming on to your radar screen. Dinesh, you are
a champion.
Fantastic, Dinesh. So tactics gets into number 8 of track to win on, and there's a number and number 4. It's really number 8. The tactics is really number 8. Number 4 actually has a different meaning to it, and I want to just, because I almost made that mistake, so I just want to clarify. One of the success principles is that why we're often on the failure side, if you look in the red beside number 4, what tends to have a huge cause of the 95% failure is that we're worried about or doubting that the how will happen. Like, how am I going to crack the code on that industry for that job? Or how am I going to lose the 10 pounds? Or how am I going to find 3 more listings? Or how am I going to attract 1,000 new people to follow me to be inspired by my next event launch, as Dinesh was saying. So the worried about or doubting the how is on, quote-unquote, the failure side. And counter to that, the green of number 4 is we are open to the 95% of our how it's not even on our radar screen yet, which is the stats, and that it's coming onto our radar screen. So you may want to take any one of these and turn it into a declaration that I am open to 95% of the hows coming onto my radar screen. And in fact, let's say that together, the green beside number 4. 3, 2, 1.
I am open to
95% of how coming onto my radar screen. This is statistically true. What most people, as I say, get caught on, the red of number four, and the counter to that is both the green of number four and the green of really number one and two, focusing on your why, what motivates me, knowing what and who I love. I'm motivated by the planet. That's a big why for me. You might be motivated by your children. So those are some examples of focusing on the why instead of the how. Terrific. I think final one is, no, I think maybe, do we have everybody?
Helga.
Helga.
I was number nine, decision.
Yes, right. And was Wendy, you number nine as well?
Well, I wasn't really sure, but I definitely have specific dreams anyway.
Specific dreams, so number three.
Awesome. And Helga, for everyone, 3, 2, 1.
Helga,
you
are
a
champion. Fantastic. Sorry if I got the female voices switched up, but to know that we really have five of these different 10 energies on the green side in our mastermind already is a huge accomplishment. So fantastic. Now,
well, any wins just so far? Like we've gone through this, but just open ended wins that you've received already.
Because I'm already thinking of putting in plastic and having it handy with me all the time. And so when you start thinking on the red, look at the corresponding green and start thinking green.
Fantastic, Larry. I love the kinesthetic, physical, and this is success habits. Now he's getting into the success habits of fit after this hour or 90 minutes together. What are you going to do for the other 6 days and 23 hours? He's going to print this out, put them in plastic, and refer to them at any given time. And so you have a guide, and as I say, I hope there is a feeling of gratitude versus overwhelm, and the gratitude being, oh, my God, this is a complete list of any of the areas that we get taken out and where I can put myself back in the game and what to do about it.
Anyone else wins?
Bella, Dinesh, Helga, Wendy.
Well, what are we calling a win?
A win is anything.
Like an insight, a ha-ha, a something that you can physically do differently going forward to continuously rewire your success this week.
And even just a feeling that you're getting more confidence, more capability, more clarity, anything that you feel good about is my definition of a win.
Helga, I would say
go for it.
Doing the affirmations.
It was Helga, actually.
Helga.
Doing the affirmations, you say?
Yes.
Fantastic. And we will continually to build that repertoire together. And please, if you feel inspired at any time when we have a theme, to proactively, you know, we're initially your guides, but to proactively bring things to this mastermind, because as I say, it's not just a course, it is a mastermind. So if you have, for example, favorite declarations to bring to the mastermind and key them in the chat box or bring them orally to us, fantastic example of how to contribute to the mastermind. Terrific, Helga. And so do you...
Dinesh?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, what I was going to say is I'm rereading this list, like your Successopedia, and I think just having this with us is a win in itself, just because it tells me what I'm doing now, where I'm in the green, and I can make it very clear in my mind, and all the areas that I need to put into the green from what are currently in the red, you know. So I immediately, just by looking at just the first 10 that I see on my screen, like it's clearly telling me where I need to shift, right? Where I can focus, right?
And in addition to that, also where you're succeeding.
Well, absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Like I really feel that number four, right, the tactics part for me, like I got that, you know, like I understand that one, right? And some of the other ones, I really haven't you know, even though I do a lot, I'm so unfocused, you know, so there's not that much clarity because I'm like all over the map, you know. So this is what this is giving me is, I mean, this is part of the roadmap then, right, which I love. So
it's absolutely part of the roadmap. And again, I just want to bring clarity just so you get both number four and number eight as wins for you, Dinesh, and for everyone. Your strength in tactics, and we may actually change four just to say how, is really under number eight, and partly because we know you, but it's that track to win on. You know what to do sort of daily, weekly, monthly, you know, the targets to achieve your results. And it's a combination of four and eight, but the distinction in four is also that to have faith and allow the how to come onto your radar screen is the other element of number four. Just wanted to make sure you get both wins.
Okay. No, I agree. And I would say that they're both there.
Yeah, fantastic. You've got them both. Yeah, and I would concur, actually, knowing you. Fantastic. So we want to move into how you can most succeed this week. And we have just begun to introduce this hopefully gorgeous body of work, the Successopedia. And what you're going to do is to print out, and Colin is just on the webinar, just skimmed through the four pages that it is. And in fact, you can see on page four that there is space for you to add your own, and we're open to your contributions for other success principles. We wanted to say that there may be some seeming overlap in the success principles, yet we felt they deserved space of their own. So, for instance, there's a meta feel good, but there's also a specific gratitude or love because they've been so strong in our success. So be okay with any overlap there may be as you work through this throughout your week. Be okay if there's lack of clarity that we can clarify during the next webinar. You're also going to have an accountability partner to support you in this. But the main thing is to just begin embracing, wow, this is the most concise Successopedia body of knowledge guide roadmap that I have ever seen to guide me on this beautiful first week of rewiring myself for success. And so more specifically, do you want to go through just exactly
the
process of what they're going to do, verbally or maybe it's the next slide, the play work? I think it might be yes. Okay.
I see it. It got cut off a little here.
I can see it on the participant screen.
Okay, perfect.
It's great.
So, yeah, on the solo side, number one for the play work is complete your Successopedia. And what does that mean? It means going through each one from 1 until
34
and go and on the right side where it says your current success wiring, what the question is, what percentage of your time do you spend in that area?
On the red side versus the green side.
Percentage of time.
Or percentage of your experience of your day, your wiring. It'll equal the same thing. But it can be estimations. You don't have to be exact, but it'll give you, as Dinesh is already starting to see, a very, very holistic visual picture of where you're tending to be on the red and where you're tending to be on the green.
And it's also going to give you a good framework for who to align yourself with as well. Because when we have, you know, when we aren't doing so well in the red area, we can surround ourselves with people who are in the green on that to leverage our time and to stay in our unique ability.
Big teaching from Dan Sullivan, our strategic coach. So any questions on that first step of your play work in terms of guesstimating a percentage that adds up to 100 between the red and the green of each of the success principles? Any questions?
Colin, can you go back to the question
absolutely.
Item number 34?
Yeah.
I have a question. What do you mean by dependent on conditions?
Dependent on conditions would be, actually, in your assessment that you filled out, we asked a similar question.
I see what you mean. Yeah, okay.
Dependent on conditions is like if I am, what are conditions? That we have a certain amount of money, for instance, for one example. And if I don't have that certain amount of money, then I'm not happy. So there's what percentage are you, is your happiness dependent on conditions and independent of conditions?
Is that
okay,
clear, Bella?
What do you mean? Yeah, that's fine. That's clear.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
Great.
Something
Yeah, go for it, Larry.
That form that we filled out, whatever you call it, assessment, what have you, obviously that was an input screen and filled it in, but I didn't keep any notes to myself. Is that something you can provide to us later so we know what we answered?
Are you going to put on the next screen about accountability partner?
Yeah, we are. We'll do our best, Larry. I'd say yes immediately, but unfortunately that software sends it back in a very odd way. So we will see if we can put it in a more usable format for you. You wouldn't want it in the format it spit it back out to us.
Yeah.
like for but we hear your request. If we can bring it to you in a usable format, we will absolutely do that, Larry.
And some of those questions we are going to be providing at the end of the course in your post-week assessment. So how the assessment actually works is when you go, you know, we ask those questions at the beginning, then at the end, then we compare the results, and what the end result is that you can compare to see specifically where you improved, and it's like your success report card.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So any other questions on the first piece of the playwork?
Heather, how do you estimate any of these components? There are 34 of them, so you have to estimate all of them?
You know, with any of the play work, you want to do what works for you, Bala, is my first overarching response. So if you, for whatever reason, go, this doesn't seem worth it, or I'm overwhelmed, or whatever, you always, and you're going to hear us say this a lot, you want to feel good in relation to it first. And then, oh, by the way, yes, our ideal suggestion is that you take some solo time and just lightly guesstimate and put in figures that add up to 100 between the red and the green for each one of them, because then you're going to get this very fast picture of where your strengths are and where your opportunities are.
You could even just go down one side. So if you go down this red side only, out of 100, that would presuppose the green side.
Yes. Yep, I get that. Okay.
Is that a helpful simplifier?
Just do like whatever comes to your mind immediately. Just 70% next.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
How you go through this is not. You can spend a detailed time and really ponder it and think about it. And the best way to do it is knee-jerk. That's when the subconscious is really activated. It's like, ask the question, bam, you get the answer.
Yeah, it's the lighter, the better. Though if you enjoy reflection, and many of us, you know, have a reflective nature, and you might enjoy, wow, I wonder why that is lower, and wow, that's it. And you may get notes and write and journal completely open to whatever will be optimal for you to get the maximum rewiring.
Okay.
Is that giving you a range of ideas, Bella?
Yeah, sure.
And hopefully to each one of you, you could go anywhere from minor to major with any of this. The key is how much do you want to rewire? Think of that July 8th vibe, and if you exceeded your own expectations of your rewiring, what would you have done? And the more you optimize these six days and 23 hours in between each week, and you'll keep hearing me say this, the more you're going to rewire. Yeah?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Great clarifying. Okay. Was there another comment there? All right. So the second piece of the, and the numbers are cut off on your slides, but basically where it says contact your accountability partner is the second piece of your play work.
Perfect.
And I think he's just shrinking the screen so that you might be able to see the whole thing.
Well, actually, I'm just looking at it on my my separate slides so that I can actually see them. Yeah, so number two, contact your accountability partner immediately and book a session with them. within the next 24 to 48 hours. So it doesn't have to be, you're not setting the time for the next 24 or 48 hours. It's, to clarify, Heather.
Yeah, ideally we're going to connect right after this just to set your time. And then meet within the next 24 to 48 hours. And we're going to set you off in these last few minutes for success here. Now, Two Winds said, I'm going to switch this up.
Okay.
Just because these both couldn't make it tonight, and as opposed to putting them together, I'll set them up for success. So we'll do it this way instead. Okay. So, in fact, we're going to tell you this very moment. Larry
didn't make it, eh?
Yeah, I'm not sure why, because she was really leaning forward. So, oh, no, that does work, actually. Yeah, great. Okay, sorry, we're just making sure that everybody's set up for success here. So, Larry, you know that you are accountability partners with Anna?
Yep.
And, Dinesh, we are going to connect you to... Michelle, who wasn't on the call today, and we're going to make sure that she is, you're supporting her and getting ramped up. Because, yeah, so we had connected you and Michelle, and we'll make sure that you guys connect in the next 24 hours.
Well, where is Michelle located?
Michelle is in the GTA as well.
Okay, perfect.
Wonderful woman. She's actually part of Larry's Toronto Finance Network.
She works for Mr. Target today, so I assume she lives there too.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Terrific. Thanks, Larry. Wonderful woman. Controllers On Demand, I think, is her company name.
Correct.
And then Wendy and Wins we paired up, and Wins is also awesome. And
do you want to do this via email?
Yeah.
Each one? Yeah.
Just 1 second. And then Wins was not able to make it on this call, but we'll make sure the two of you hook up, because you've been on the call, so you can support him. And then, believe me, after week one, he'll ramp up and really be support to you. He's awesome. Very powerful gentleman. And then Bala and Helga. So the two of you were fully in on call. So good for you. Congratulations. And we'll make sure that the two of you are hooked up.
Okay.
Okay. So terrific. So what you're going to do, as soon as you can, basically today or in the next 24 hours, and we'll make sure it gets easy for you, is connect with your accountability partner and book a time that you can work together and basically do the two things on the playwork here, which is one, celebrate your top two or three success principles each. And then share one area, one success principle that would make the biggest difference if you improved, and one or two practices that would create that the biggest impact. So you may want to jot this down, but we will also email to you the accountability work, play work, which is, again, celebrating your top two or three of your top success principles and sharing one improvement area, and one to two things that you can do to make the biggest impact.
Heather, can you give us an example?
Absolutely. So let's pick one concretely. Do you want to go back to the first page? And we'll wrap up with this. So that's a great question, Larry. Let's work that through. And if somebody feels spontaneous to actually create it, because it's a good muscle to practice, is to actually pick one of these and give an example. Are you wanting an example of the strengths, or are you wanting an example of the improvement area, Larry?
I'm more of a process question in terms of being clear what you're looking for us to do. So.
Okay. So first, start off the call when you hook up. You know, introduce yourself and get to know each other a little bit. And you're going to say, my success, the biggest success cause that I have is number three, clarity. I have a specific dream. And then you're going to say, congratulations. And you're going to honor them.
And perhaps even hear that specific dream. You know, maybe spend about 10 minutes on the strengths of each person.
Okay.
And then you're going to say, on the side where I need the most improvement is 6. I'm only on the specific goals.
And they've really used to trip me up, and they're time-based, and it's not happening within the time I want, and then I get discouraged, and wow, I could actually really get a lot of mileage on focusing on feeling as good as I can as my primary goal. I never thought of it. It's a surprise to me, but I think that's going to be my biggest win for actually rewiring for success, is getting happy first. And knowing, you know, systematically how to do that. And it, and what you might find is your one key improvement area might be a, and could be a surprise to you. And that's a good sign that you're stretching and that you're truly rewiring for yourself for success. You're getting out of your comfort zone and you're picking something that you wouldn't have normally picked. Somebody want to give one more example of an improvement area and what you might do?
How about item number 8.
Yeah.
Don't know activity that will produce desired results.
Right. Do you have an example of something that somebody could do, or would you like us to give you one?
No, I would like you to give us one.
Terrific. So this is great, for example, for anything measurable. Let's say you have a sales target, and you have the end game of, I want to make $100,000 this year. And then you start backing it up and you say, well, to make $100,000, I sell a product that's $5,000 a pop. And therefore, I need to sell 20 of them. And I usually sell 1 in 5. 1 in 5 appointments I sell. So I need to have 100 appointments. And I usually get an appointment every third call. And so I need to make 300 calls. So if I need to make 300 calls this year, then, and forgive me on the math, but let's say that means I need to make, you know, for working days, I need to make 10 calls a day, whatever that works out to be. And so now you have a track to win on.
Oh, okay.
I need to make 10 calls a day to sell $100,000 this year.
Or don't know activity that will produce the desired results. Okay, so I've got my resume, and I've been handing it in online because that's what it says. Well, in order to get the right job that in that method, I need to hand my resume into 500 places. That's a lot of places. But what if I walked in and spoke to the person who's actually hiring and handed them my resume? That's an example of what to do activity.
Or what if I actually created a video resume that has been very successful and I only have to talk to 10 companies instead of 100? Are you getting a feel for number 8, Bala?
Great ideas. Thank you.
Pleasure. And to know, too, as we get into the practices, so this sheet is the principles. Now we're starting to get into the practices. Know that this sheet is like the tip of the iceberg, and each principle has a whole mastery underneath it of how to practice improving this. So again, I say, feel grateful for the Successopedia and feel relaxed at improving in one area. And we will support you, and your accountability partner will support you. Okay?
Yeah.
And in fact, what we may do to support you this week is actually augment this manual piece and send you some basically ideas of what we do, practices that we do in each of these 34 principal categories to support your accountability conversation. Would you find that helpful to have some example of practices?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. So we commit to doing that for you to take your game up a notch and to make it simpler, and then maybe just back to that play work just for to wrap up. My sense is that everybody's clear that the first part solo is to fill out your Successopedia with the percentages, then contact your accountability partner and book a time to work together, and go through both your strengths on the principles, and then pick one principle you want to improve on, and pick one or two max practices that you're going to do, and choose to do them daily.
Cool.
At least this week, if not throughout the Rewired for Success course. So you're looking at one, two practices max to strengthen that success principle. Any final comments, questions?
This seems obvious, but this means we need to do a little homework before we talk.
You need to do the solo piece, completing your Successopedia first.
Right, okay.
And then in advance, we will also send you some jump starts on practices in each of the principal areas that you can select from. And again, your goal at the end of this is to have begun your accountability partnership in a great way and to have picked at least one practice that each of you are going to commit to at least for this week daily, if not throughout the Rewired for Success, to build that one principal area.
Awesome!
Awesome.
Okay, so we're going to do a 3-2-1, I am a champion, and say it to yourself. And we're going to do that right. And really, just before we even say that, you're not saying it just to say it out loud. Feel yourself sitting where you are or wherever you are right now and acknowledge yourself for being here. Acknowledge that you are a champion right now, right here. It only a very small percentage of people are doing what you're doing right now, reflecting, thinking about how you can get better, and in a group like this. So recognize yourself as a champion. We're gonna and we're actually gonna do it at two levels. So we're gonna do like a lower level, and then we're gonna raise the energy. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
So it's gonna go 3-2-1. I am a champion. And you're speaking to yourself. 3-2-1.
I am a champion.
And now I want you to raise the energy at least two or three times and stand up right now and say it to yourself, see yourself in your mind, and say 3-2-1.
I am a champion.
Yeah. And the final one we're going to say is we are champions.
Yes.
3-2-1.
We are champions.
And three thank yous. Thank you. The highest vibration is gratitude. Gratitude to each of you with grace of your graciousness on the time. The new ones will be shorter, but we wanted to give you everything we could to set yourself up for a great success on this first stage. So take it with gratitude, going, oh, my God, it's like you just, you know, what is that, the book, you know, I'm trying to think of that movie with the kid and the gal who wrote it in England, you know, when he
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter. It's like you just got opened up into this magical world of, wow, Successopedia. Thank you. It's just the beginning. You have it for life. This is day one. Go easy and go with joy. And we will continue to support you through email over these next few days to make sure, one, you're set up with your accountability partners, you know what you need to do, and you have some jumpstart success practice ideas. We appreciate you. You're awesome.
And yeah,
Heather, Colin, thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Guys, we will talk next Tuesday. Say again? Is there a question there?
You will email us our accountability partners' information?
We're doing that right now, at least emails, and if we don't have phone numbers, we'll at least be sending you emails through. And
okay.
We'll be doing that right after this call, so you can call them or email them tonight. And you can suggest, and we'll write it too, that they see this session first. And introduce them and welcome them into the mastermind, suggest that they see the recording that we'll put up for them, and that then you can book a time 24 to 48 hours after to have a mini accountability session together.
All right.
All ready?
Perfect.
Wonderful. Welcome. It was a big workout today. I think it's the biggest workout is day one to just get your brain around, oh, my God, I haven't been wired for success ever. I've never run through this. They're serious. This is a workout. And so having said that, our biggest commitment is for you to feel awesome. So here's to happiness. Here's to success. And thanks again.
Night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Over
Thank
and
you.
Over
yeah, good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night.